Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson today is Jesus returning home to Nazareth, where he preaches God's word. From Isaiah 61, he enters the synagogue, as Jesus regularly did. He worshiped every week, and he preaches the word of God about himself. It is the word of God preaching the word of God, and he demonstrates for us the power of God's word. Jesus read from Isaiah chapter 61, which begins this way. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Jesus here is proclaiming himself to be the anointed one, to be the Christ, to be the Messiah, the long-promised Messiah who has come in the flesh to preach good news. And he shares with us the fact that God's word gives us freedom. I'm going to share three of those freedoms mentioned here in Luke chapter 4. Number one, freedom from lies. Number two, freedom from the devil. Number three, freedom from sin. Let's start with number one, freedom from lies. Jesus reads from Isaiah 61. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. You see, Jesus has come to open the eyes of the blind. Who are the blind that he is speaking about? Well, certainly the physically blind. Jesus healed the blind, the deaf, the lame, and the sick. And through his preaching, however, he is able to heal the spiritually blind. Spiritually blind people like us. You see, we all have spiritual blind spots. Since the fall, we're blinded by our own sinfulness. We can see the speck in our neighbor's eye, but we don't even notice the log in our own eye. And we lie to ourselves, telling ourselves that we are better people, that we don't do the bad things that bad people do. We're one of the good people. But nothing could be further from the truth. 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. You see, God's word helps us to see ourselves clearly. Our eyes need to be open. We need to know the truth. And Jesus says, the truth sets us free. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word and you are truly my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8, 31 and 32. You see, it's God's word that opens our eyes to see us as we truly are, not as perfect people in need of applause, but as sinners in need of forgiveness. The truth sets us free and opens our eyes. Psalm 19:8 from our psalm today, the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. And of course, Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see, God's word continually opens our eyes and shows us our own sin. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Did you ever have that experience of being cut to the heart? In our Old Testament lesson, Ezra preached God's law to the people, and they were cut to the heart. It was the Feast of Trumpets, now known as Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the people gathered from daybreak to noon, 6 hours, standing the whole time as Ezra preached the word of God to them. He preached from the law, the Torah, the five books of Moses. And as they listened to him, they began to weep because they saw their own sinfulness. The word of God is living and active. It penetrates soul and spirit and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The power of God's word showed them the sin in their own hearts. It led them to being sorry for their sins and ready to repent. God's word sets us free from the lies that we tell ourselves, that we're good people who do everything right. It shows us the truth that we are sinners in need of forgiveness and sets us free. Number one, God's word gives freedom from lies. Number two, God's word gives freedom from the devil. See, Jesus preaches not only to those who are blind who are in need of sight, but people who are oppressed, who need to be set free. Luke 4:18, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, people in Jesus' day didn't think they need to be set free. They told Jesus, hey, we're Abraham's descendants. We've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? John 8:33. People today think the same thing. You know, I'm an American. I live in freedom. I live in the most free country on earth. And politically, that is true. And I am so grateful for that. I do not take that for granted. It is true that we are free politically, but none of us are free spiritually. Apart from Christ, we are slaves, slaves to sin, and specifically slaves to the worst dictator in history, who completely takes away our freedom. Who do you think is the worst dictator of all time? There's lots of nominations. I mean, you could say Hitler, or Stalin, or Mao, or Kim Jong-un. All evil, horrible dictators, to be sure, but they pale in comparison to the worst dictator of all time, the devil. Jesus himself calls Satan the ruler of this world in John 12:31. Far more powerful than any earthly dictator, far more evil than any dictator on earth. We would all be under Satan's power if Christ himself had not come to deliver us from his power. Jesus said, John 10:10, the devil comes to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And of course, First John 3:8 says, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Through his death and through his resurrection, Jesus Christ delivered us from the power and oppression of the devil. He has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light, into his kingdom, the kingdom of God. Now that he has delivered us, he also equips us. He gives us armor. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Swords are powerful weapons. They were used as the main weapon in battle for thousands of years. They are sharp, they are strong, they are dangerous. And it is still a symbol of power and authority. God has given us a sword to fight back against the devil, but it's not a physical sword. This kind of sword or any other earthly weapon is useless against the devil. You see, we're in a spiritual war, and spiritual wars are fought with spiritual weapons. Words are spiritual weapons. And there is no more powerful word than the word of God, the Bible. This is the weapon, the only weapon that Christ has armed you with against that evil tyrant known as the devil. It's the only weapon Christ has given you because it is the only weapon you will need. It is the ultimate spiritual weapon. There is no lie of the devil, no lie of the world, no lie that we can tell ourselves which can overcome the truth of God's word. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's word sets us free. It sets us free from the power of the devil and from the power of lies. It also sets us free from the power of sin. Jesus then proclaims in Luke 4:18 to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus quotes Isaiah that he is sent to preach the year of the Lord's favor. What does that mean? Well, Isaiah 61, which Jesus is reading from, is probably referring to the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee is an amazing thing. Once every 50 years, slaves would be freed, and land would return to the original family who owned it, and on top of all that, all debts would be canceled, all debts would be forgiven. It only happened once every 50 years. Basically, it was a once-in-a-lifetime event for most people. Every 50 years, debts would be canceled. Can you imagine that, having a year where all your debts were forgiven, just wiped out? Your credit card debt, gone. Your car payment, gone. Your college loan debt, gone. Your mortgage, gone. Each and every debt you had, completely forgiven, completely canceled. What an incredible year. What a year to celebrate. Imagine the joy that people must have felt. They were set free from bondage and from the incredible burden of debt, which they had incurred during their lifetime. Now that's what Jesus does for us. He sets us free from the devil and pays off our debt. Not the debt of money, but the debt of sin. Colossians 2:13-14 says, God has forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Through his death on the cross, Jesus paid for every single sin we ever have committed and every sin we ever will commit. It's not an event that happens once every 50 years. This payment for sin continues to happen day after day, week after week, year after year. Jesus continually forgives us through word and sacrament. Do you know what that means? It means that every year is a year of jubilee for the Christian. Every year is a year of freedom. Every year is a year we have been set free from the debt of sin. Which means that every year, every week, every day is a day to celebrate. Every day is a day for joy. We have been forgiven and we have been set free. When Ezra and Nehemiah had read the law, the people were cut to the heart, but they said, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." This is a day to celebrate. And the same thing is true for us. Yes, we are sinners. But we have been set free from lies, from the devil, and from the power of sin itself. This year, 2022, for us as Christians, is a year of jubilee. In fact, every year is the year of the Lord's favor. We have been forgiven. We have been set free. It is a time to celebrate. It is a time for joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.